Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.
All right, good afternoon once again. Welcome back and thank you for tuning in. Really appreciate your support. It's 10 minutes after 2. We're together until 3 o'clock. There's a third and final hour of the program with me, Nayelu Pondona, with you until 3 o'clock. And thereupon, I'll be handing over the gospel baton to Mkuma Umachaya Umtlesibe. He's going to be here to give you what you need to drive you home. It's time for our daily focus, and today we're talking about the link between repentance and spiritual growth. We do have Pastor Sichone. Pastor Sichone, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
So when we're talking about repentance, we have different ideas. Some tend to think it's remorse. Repentance is more than a single act. It's a journey. And I think I like that idea, a journey that leads to spiritual growth, I hope. So by continually turning away from what holds us back, we move towards the life God intends for us. And that's what we'll be doing right now, exploring how repentance guides our faith journey. So, Pastor Sichone, how does regular repentance help us grow spiritually?
The first thing I think I would love us to understand right now is what repentance really is. From common concepts, we discover that when we say somebody has repented, meaning they have felt remorse for what they have done and they have turned away from that way of life. So in connection with the spiritual growth, regular repentance keeps us in touch with our flaws, which actually, as an end product, leads us to grow spiritually at the end of the day.
Okay. And how? Do you want to describe how that is going to happen?
How that happens?
Yes.
Because here's the thing. We have two destinations. We have the degraded destination and the outermost destination, which is the supreme destination. You'd find that man is in his most degraded state.
Right.
So now for him to transition from that other thing, meaning he has to let go of his degraded state.
Okay.
And that only happens through the power of God.
Right. And what are some signs that repentance is truly transforming us?
Some signs is a change of behavior.
Okay.
Yes, a change of behavior. One thing maybe that is when we talk of repentance, or maybe somebody has now moved away from their former life.
Right.
We see a manifestation of good deeds, especially in our Christian perspective.
Right.
We see a person, here's a person who was a drunkard, now he no longer has thirst for drinking.
Right.
He no longer has thirst for his past life, but right, he is moving in a positive direction.
How can we keep ourselves from repeating the same mistakes, Mfundisi?
It's actually living according to the prescription that repentance demands, or the prescription that God demands. So here's the thing: we have to know what are our faults, what triggers our faults. Here's the thing: the more you spend time with something, the more you become like that thing at the end of the day. So here is a person now, the example I'm about to give can differ from person to person. So here's the thing, here's a person that really wants to have a good behavior and good conduct at the end of the day. So now he has to understand what he allows into his mind at the end of the day. Here is a person maybe that likes watching movies whereby there's a lot of fighting, etc. So for him to really quit and become a better person, he has to let go of that movie. Because here's the thing, what we're told is that what we allow into our mind really programs knowingly or unknowingly programs the way we begin to behave.
Right. Okay. By beholding, you become changed. Yes, continue, Fundis.
Yeah. So now, by learning the triggers, meaning now, since now we have moved away from that past life, so now we have to live with the new disciplines. So with new disciplines, we have to stick to the Bible. We have to study the Bible more. So the simplest answer is that by beholding, we become changed.
Indeed. And Fundis, why is it important to keep seeking growth even when we see or when we feel like we've made some progress?
You see, here's the thing. As much as we can say that victory can be achieved in a day, there are extra things that we need to do to sustain the victory. Because here's the thing, the vanquished have not already been vanquished. They are coming back for round two. In other words, progress is not static.
Okay.
It's not static. It's not a thing that we can achieve in one day.
Right.
But it's a thing that we continue to achieve in our everyday lives.
Right.
Just like when we read, especially the book of Hebrews, Paul, the Apostle Paul is now saying that let us lay aside every weight that easily besets us. And then verse 2 says, fixing our eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And finally, Mfundis, how does repentance help us stay focused on our faith journey?
Repentance, in other words, the simplest answer we can give to that is the fact that learning that achieving the outermost character or the supreme character or the undefiled character is our goal. Meaning, repentance keeps us in touch, like we have already articulated, keeps us in touch with our flaws and actually keeps us in touch with God's grace. So in every day, it also now brings more focus, because it's like every day we are kicking down a barrier.
Okay. Okay, I hear you. All right. That's it for today, Mfundis. Thank you very much. I'll not keep you any longer. I'm looking forward to our conversation tomorrow. Have a wonderful day further, Mfundis. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mfundis.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.